Ron's going to take off this afternoon, but we'll enjoy having you down here. And so this evening we will have communion, but as the bulletin says, John, but it will not be. I will conduct that. Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be back to our study of the flow of church government. What we're doing on Tuesday and Wednesday is setting up for the administration, if you please, of this assembly, and trying to understand it from the biblical perspective. And a lot of what we have in America today has really nothing to do with the Bible, but to do with corporate America. Most churches in America today have designed their church government after corporate America, political America, not from the Bible. And what we're looking at right now is taking a flow through church history and going through church history and noting how in the very first century, going right after Paul and John finished up at the end of the first century and going into the second century, it is just amazing how everything changed so quickly. And the two very important doctrines, the doctrine of, well, I hate to mess this paper up, but there's a doctrine of soteriology, which is the doctrine of salvation, and the doctrine of ecclesiology, which is the doctrine of the church. And what happened was, as the first century, as Paul, our Lord, and the writers of Scripture wrote, what they did, was they separated those two doctrines. We have the doctrine of soteriology and the doctrine, this is the doctrine of soteriology or the doctrine of salvation. This is the doctrine of ecclesiology or the doctrine of the church. And here is the church. What happened as you moved into the second century, they mingled very close, and by the time the second century was over, they were one doctrine, so that people were finding their salvation in the church. And while there is a point of truth in that, but not in the concept, the way that it has been so perverted now, so that